This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, September 17th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice. Season tickets are available to the Fort Smith Symphony Special 2013-14 90th Anniversary Concert Season. Works by Rachmaninoff, Tchaikovsky, Mozart, Beethoven, and Wagner highlight the season, as well as an evening with the Canadian Brass. Tickets and more information available at 452-7575 or fortsmithsymphony.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, increasing internet access for Arkansans. The state ranks 48th with people with access to the internet, but there's a group of people looking to change that.
Plus, two legislators talk about an approximately $53 million deficit for the public school employees' health plan, and the Butler Center releases the Encyclopedia of Arkansas Music and more.
But first, as rescue operations continue in Colorado to save the lives of flood victims, Arkansas Red Cross officials have been deployed to aid residents. Bridget Williams with the Red Cross says disaster responders from Arkansas will be in Colorado for several weeks to help people cope with the trauma.
Arkansas was put on alert Friday, and as of this weekend, their primary request was for mental health workers, and we have sent five. And we still have other specialties on standby to go as needed.
Williams says the mental health workers, some of whom are volunteers, will provide crucial counseling for flood victims.
What they will be doing is to help individuals cope with the trauma that they are still undergoing. But then they will also help them make the process of beginning recovery to try and minimize the sense of being overwhelmed. And they will be, if you will, a guide for them to get them back emotionally on their feet.
Williams says the mental health workers will counsel residents and help them get back on their feet emotionally so they can recover from the natural disaster that has so far damaged or destroyed 19,000 homes.
A company is considering building a new pipeline through Arkansas. Magellan Midstream Partners yesterday said it has started a 30-day period to assess customer interest. Roby Brock with Talk Business Arkansas notes it comes after a major oil spill in the spring.
While the Pegasus pipeline rupture in the Mayflower area has been pretty high profile, this new Magellan pipeline project proposal could actually serve another need in the region. Back in May, earlier this spring, Houston-based Enterprise Product Partners announced plans to cease providing jet fuel by pipeline to Little Rock and to parts of Jonesboro up in northeast Arkansas, and other types of fuel as well. That's a move that has threatened fuel sources for a lot of aviation and some trucking interests in Arkansas. This new pipeline might actually meet some of their customer needs.
Interested customers must submit binding commitments by the end of the day, October 16th.
Several school elections are taking place today, including one in Prairie Grove. The school district is seeking a $6 million increase to replace facilities that Prairie Grove Superintendent Alan Williams says are beyond upgrading. Other school elections are taking place in Bentonville and West Fork, each of which is asking for millage increases for facilities construction. But school board elections are happening in other school districts. If you're unsure of where your polling place is, visit the Arkansas Secretary of State's webpage at voterview.org.
With the onset of fall comes the inevitable turnover of Beaver Lake, leaving water customers across northwest Arkansas with that familiar, if not friendly, taste of the season. According to the Beaver Water District, turnovers happen when the temperatures drop, causing surface water on the lake to cool. When that occurs, the cooler surface water settles to the lake's bottom, causing the lake water to mix from top to bottom. When that happens, more organic compounds like those generated from algae growth are introduced into the water supply. Officials with the Beaver Water District say although the water may smell or taste a little odd, it is still safe to drink.
The University of Arkansas in Fayetteville has chosen a former power company executive to fill a new position in the university's Division of Finance and Administration. Timothy O'Donnell, former treasurer and vice president of Southwestern Energy Company, has been hired as associate vice chancellor for budget and financial planning, effective October 7th. O'Donnell's hiring comes after a national search that started in July. He will report to vice chancellor for finance Don Peterson and will be tasked with enhancing the university's budgeting processes and implementing improvements to budget controls.
With the annual Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue happening this week, the Fayetteville Police Department is informing the public about potential traffic changes in the downtown Fayetteville area. At this point, the police department does not plan to close Dixon Street or West Avenue to vehicle traffic on Wednesday or Thursday, but will reevaluate the situation if motorcycle or pedestrian safety becomes an issue. According to the department, closures on the two streets will begin as public safety dictates. Closures on Dixon Street will extend from St. Charles to Arkansas Avenue, and West Avenue will initially be closed between Spring and Watson Streets. But as the rally progresses, the closures will be extended to North Lafayette Street. Additionally, electronic signs will be in place along College Avenue to inform motorists which lanes are for event traffic in an effort to ensure smooth traffic flow.
By order of President Obama, all flags are to be flown at half-staff from today through sunset on September 20th. The proclamation was made in response to the shootings yesterday at Navy Yard in Washington, D.C.
Mostly cloudy tonight, lows from 65 to 69 throughout the region. Mostly sunny tomorrow, though there is a slight chance of showers. Highs tomorrow in the upper 80s in northwest Arkansas, lower to mid-90s for the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows from 66 to 69.